All right, two other news now. Researchers estimate that every 15 minutes here in the U.S., a baby is born who is withdrawing from opioids. That statistic, that staggering statistic, raises concerns about how the drugs affect the long-term health of children. There is little research to go on. Sarah Jane Tribble brings us this report.
It seems to be a pretty typical preschool pickup, but it's not.
I like to peek in on her and see what she's doing before she sees me.
Amanda Willamy sees her 2-year-old daughter, Tacy, before opening the classroom door. There's a dance party in progress. Then, Tacy spots her mom.
Okay, okay. Did you dance?
We are at Horizons in Carrboro, North Carolina. It's a place where mothers can bring their children and get the residential treatment they need for substance use disorder. Now it's time to pick up Willamy's 6-month-old girl, Jade.
What has she got?
Willamy injected opioids during both of her pregnancies, and her babies were born with neonatal abstinence syndrome. She remembers that withdrawals were harder for toddler Tacy than they've been for Jade.
It wasn't just like we had this 2-week period at the hospital of her being sick. Like, it went on for months. She'd sleep for 20 minutes, and then she'd wake up and just be miserable.
Today, both Tacy and Jade are developing normally. Still, Willamy worries. How did the drugs affect their tiny bodies and brains? Research is just beginning to point towards the answers. A recent study has found reasons to be positive. Andre Jones is executive director at Horizons and co-author of that study.
The children, as through time, tended to score within the normal range of the tests that we had.
Neonatologist Dr. Stephanie Merhar at Cincinnati Children's Hospital released a separate study. Overall, the children in both short-term studies developed within normal ranges for cognitive, motor, and speech development. Merhar's data, though, did show that some children experienced notable delays and hinted that there could be problems down the road.
It's important to know that there is a risk for some delays and that these kids are monitored closely.
But the reason for those delays is unclear, whether it's related to drugs or environment or both. Researchers are quick to point out that fear spread nationwide about the children of the crack cocaine epidemic of the 1980s and early 90s. Dire predictions of developmental delays turned out to be grossly exaggerated, according to the National Institutes of Health. The Horizons Treatment Center actually had its start back then. Jones says the lives of people who use substances are often chaotic, and that affects their children in a variety of ways.
It's incredibly difficult to make a simple linear cause and effect between there was a prenatal exposure to opiates. Therefore, we see this particular poor birth outcome.
Most of the mothers at Horizons took multiple substances when pregnant and also experienced trauma, abuse, or neglect in their own childhoods. And Joan says that can be hard to overcome.
They haven't had positive role models. You know, I think there's oftentimes an unrealistic expectation by society. They're supposed to automatically know how to be, quote unquote, good mothers, how to be nurturing mothers. And that's like trying to teach somebody algebra when we've never even had addition.
That's why Horizons pairs parenting classes with addiction treatment. Willamy began in February. On a recent afternoon, Jade and Tacy are napping. Her apartment has the feel of home. There's a pack and play near the dining room table, baby bottles drying on the kitchen counter. She takes a deep breath before answering a question about why this is her third try at Horizons.
It's going to work. It is. Because I've got a lot of tools to take with me and to stay clean instead of using drugs.
And Child Protective Services has threatened to take Tacy and Jade.
I'm not just some drug addict. I'm a mother of 2 kids, and I feel like I'm a great mother. I have educational goals I plan to accomplish, and I plan on being a productive human being in our society.
A paper following babies up to 2 years old is expected out later this year. But national experts say there is no long-term research underway that watches children as they go through grade school and beyond. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Jane Tribble.